It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on The Grave Talks, Navigating Ghosts and Guides, a conversation with Kate the Brave. What if every house you lived in was haunted? For psychic medium, energy healer, and light worker Kate the Brave, that's just the beginning of her story. From childhood encounters with spirits to guiding others and connecting with her ancestors and spirit teams, Kate has dedicated her life to understanding the unseen. Today, she shares her journey of embracing her gifts, the moment she realized she could communicate with the dead, and how she mentors others to unlock their own intuitive abilities. Plus, she reveals what higher dimensional beings, including angels and extraterrestrials, have to say about the future of humanity. Are we all more connected to the spirit world than we realized? Today on The Grave Talks, Navigating Ghosts and Guides, a conversation with Kate the Brave. Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining me today. You are also known as Kate the Brave, and you do everything. So let's just rattle off some of the things. Psychic medium,
okay.
Energy healer, light worker. Now, this part really interests me, helping others connect with their guides, ancestors, and spirit team. You
That's
do tarot readings, channeling. You help other people explore their own gifts. And we were recently talking about you in another episode we did with Eric Vogel. And Eric Vogel talked a lot about working with you. And so I'm happy to have you on today to kind of explore these things.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Eric is one of my mentees who is, whoa, he's incredible. It was so interesting to hear his stories, and I'm just honored to be talked about, honored to be here. Thank you.
I thought it was really sweet. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you do need, I think we all need reassurance that we're on the right path, or when we're just left to ourselves, we might have an intuitive thought or something, and then you blow it off. It's nice to have the validation and someone to mentor you to help you see these abilities that you have. Because I think a lot of times we just ignore it or dismiss it because I don't have that ability. I'm not that special. But maybe you do. I think we all have it a little bit.
Exactly. Yes, I was just having this conversation yesterday. And that's why I do what I do, because we all have intuition. We all have discernment. I think what I find lacking is the self-belief, the self-worth. And a lot of that comes from how society has fear-mongered the paranormal industry, would make you feel taboo or prosecuted if you were weird or you did things differently. All this time, they're using those same tools for their benefits. So for me, it's important for society and the quote common unquote person to feel like they're worthy, they're powerful, they can tune into themselves and they can make their lives anything that they want it to be. I mean, of course there's circumstance, but even through the mentorship and learning how to connect, you're given the tools to work through circumstance instead of running away from it or feeling defeated. Mm-hmm.
And I do think a lot of people have felt that recently in the recent election. For example, there was a lot of people who weren't excited about the results. There's a lot of people who were. So there's this weird energy I felt, like it feels like, you know, half of the country is unhappy, half is happy. And it just creates kind of a weird energy.
It's so weird and it's so polarizing because you're not seeing a lot of the people who are, I don't want to say in the middle, but I think trying to bridge the gap.
Right. It seems like there's one side or the other side.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And in my own messages, especially from angel beings, alien beings, these are entities that are like on a higher frequency than, say, your past loved ones. They all come in with believe in yourself, work together. If you love yourself, it'll spread to others, and then that'll bring connection and humanity, and we'll connect to the purpose, which I know sounds like so sensational, but it's something that I truly believe in. I believe in spreading love. Mm-hmm. All of my work comes through love, which I guess is why I call myself a light worker. I recognize that shadow has to exist for light to exist, but I also believe that you work with it to keep things balanced. And those are the messages that come through from the higher beings to give love and to receive love. And I'm hoping that just trickles out into the politics and we're all
I would
okay.
like to see that. You know, I would just like to see people start working together some. And but that's all, like I say, that's a whole different podcast.
It's so true.
So yes. Let's go back to when you were young, because I'm going to guess you had a different experience growing up than most, that you had to have had some abilities popping in that you didn't quite understand. Like, how did you get to be Kate the Brave, I guess, is the big overarching question.
Oh, man.
Well, did you notice when you were small that you had some things going on? Like maybe, you know, seeing things, talking to people who others didn't see, maybe?
Every house that we have ever lived in has been haunted. Every single house. Every house, I'm like, there's ghosts here. Physical things would happen. Pots would bang. I mean, every house was haunted. And I just thought, this is a coincidence. How weird that I'm noticing and seeing and hearing spirit. That's fine. And eventually, I grew up still in my late 20s. Always, everywhere I went, everything was haunted. I could feel a ghost over here. I just thought, wow, ghosts love me. I just feel them. How weird. Every place is haunted. And I remember being in my late 20s, sitting in a trailer for a locally owned coffee shop. And I was looking at this flyer for this boy who had gone missing here in San Antonio. He was 15 years old. One thing about me is I have always been a caretaker. I've always been very nurturing and everything. I think that's just my natural go-to. I wanted to be a missionary when I was growing up.
Life sometimes just sends you on your own path.
It does. My views on religion have changed a lot since exploring this side of myself, but it's interesting to translate that want into what I'm doing now. So I've always had an affinity for caring for people. As I grew up, I would always somehow find the kids that were missing in the supermarket. Like, I would be the one who stumbled across them. Or I would have a lot of spirit ghost activity that felt childlike. So at this time, when I'm looking at the flyer, I'm feeling very empathetic towards him. And all of a sudden, in my head, I'm hearing, "I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry." And I was sitting there and I'm like, this is not my thoughts. I have no reason to be thinking that right now. And then my eyes started crying, even though I wasn't going through anything sad at all. So I sat there for a minute processing what I was feeling in my body. And then instinctively, I just talked back to that voice because I felt like it was that boy coming through. And I'm like, "It's okay. Your mom is just, she's so worried about you. It's okay. Don't panic. You need to go see her so you can let her know where you are. She forgives you. Everything's okay. You know, you're just a baby. It's fine. Your mom forgives you." And then I gave myself a hug to give him a hug. And once I did that, my eyes stopped crying. The energy felt peaceful. The energy just kind of went away. And after that experience, I was like, "Well, I don't think I can deny this." Mm-hmm. I don't think I can pretend like I can't talk to ghosts anymore. I think this is real. Oh, and another thing is, I asked him, I was like, "Well, what happened? Because everybody's looking for you. What happened?" And I saw this white rock. It was like really lumpy and bumpy. It kind of looked like crumpled. And then I saw a grass. And then I saw like an arm, like almost looked like it was like shutting a trunk or shutting a door. And then the vision just went blank. Well, I went home with this experience and I was kind of freaking out about it. But then eventually imposter syndrome won. And I was like, "I'll just put it to the back." Well, Wednesday, they found where he was. Or they announced that they found where he was. The day that they found him was the day that I felt him come in through the coffee shop. Where they found him was in a white car that looked crumpled like the rock in a field of grass. And somebody had tried to burn the car. So after that came out, I was just like, my head was spinning.
And that's a really profound thing to happen. And what do you even do with that information other than what you did? Like, I hear you. I acknowledge you. You're okay. You're forgiven. You know, for the first time for something like that to happen to you, now you might react differently. But that would be a lot of information and overwhelming. And what do you do with it?
Yeah, especially at so many levels, because, you know, it took me a long time to even tell people this story because of the name that psychics get as like scammers or fakes. It's like, "Well, I don't want to tell people this story." And I would never, ever want to use somebody's traumatic experience as a business, anything had nothing to do with me. That experience had nothing to do with me, you know? And so that was another layer of, well, do I even tell anybody?
Right.
Now I do things differently, but it was overwhelming and also validating So I think a lesson for me there was that, like, two opposite things can exist at one time. You know, like, okay, this is validating for me, but also this is very tragic and sad, and so I'm going to hold space for that too, which lends healing.
And did you feel like at the time, why me? Why is this coming through to me? Have you questioned that along the way, or was that just something, it was just kind of black and white for you? It's happening.
You know, I didn't question it, and I wonder if that is because in my physical life, I'm used to these things coming to me through people. And so when it came through spirit, I was like, well, here it is.
When you were growing up and you lived with ghosts everywhere you went, you live in a haunted house, did other people in your family feel the same thing, or did it mainly just come to you?
My family also had a lot of ghost experiences. It wasn't talked about ever in a way of like anything other than, oh, the house is haunted. But especially the last house that we lived in as a child, I mean, our doorbell would go off all the time. My mom and I walked into the house one time and I heard a woman go, hello? We both heard it. And nobody was home. There was no squeak on the door. We tried to move the door to recreate a squeaking sound, but it said, hello? And it sounded just like the voice of a family friend at the time too, which I thought was interesting. This house was actually really terrifying. There would be times where I would come home late at night because I worked at the movie theater. And when I would come home, I would walk through the house, go into my parents' room where they were sleeping, and let my mom know that I was home safely. I would walk through the door and I heard so loud a male and a female going back and forth in conversation. What was interesting about hearing it, though, it's like the equivalent of being in the car with your window rolled up and somebody standing outside of the door talking. You can hear what they're saying, but it's very muffled. Mm-hmm. That went on for the entire walking through the living room, walking down the hallway. I expected my parents' TV to be on or the radio to be on. Nothing was on. Nothing was on. I walked into the room where my mom was. I let her know I was home. She was sound asleep. I kept hearing the conversation. I left her room, walked into the bathroom, shut the door of the bathroom, kept hearing the conversation the whole time. As soon as I shut the door, very clearly I heard the woman say, "Why are you still here?" And then it just went silent.
Oh, that's interesting.
So terrifying. Yeah. And I don't have I'm a psychic medium, but I don't have experiences like that very often.
I think I would have a really hard time just going in and going to bed at that point.
It was terrifying.
You know?
Yeah. In the same house, speaking of which, I got up and went to use the restroom and felt, I swear, there was this big, towering man just walking behind me. I felt the energy walking all the way into the bathroom. I shut the door. He stayed on the other side of the door. I left the bathroom. I felt him walk back down to my room with me. He did not enter the room. He stayed in the hallway. I'll never forget that feeling.
And I always find that so unnerving, because it's almost like, you know, the other day I was at the grocery store and this guy came behind me. He was going to check out next and he was uncomfortably close. And I'm like, why are you standing so close?
Yeah.
It's like that feeling, but you can't see them. It's like you're right there. And it's just unnerving. And why are you following me?
Yes. Yes. And it's interesting, too, because in spirit, they can manipulate their energy to like feel bigger than it is. And I, looking back as a psychic on that moment, I have felt energy come in like that since, I guess, diving into my gift. So I'm like, okay, well, that's what that was. And I look back at it and I can see him inflating his energy to make me feel even smaller and more scared.
Now, when did you take, like, the experience with the boy? You know, even then you might go, that was a one-off, weird. Did you realize then that you did have an ability, or did it just continue happening to you to where you just couldn't deny it, and this is going to change your path in life?
I would say a little bit of both. TikTok was taking off, and I'm a big, one thing about me that has never changed is I'm a big believer in like signs. Mm-hmm. I believe in angel numbers. When I find a penny, I always thank my grandma. Like
me and my dad, same thing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. A Yankee dime. Sorry, this happens to you as a psychic. You're talking about your dad. I'm like, wait, don't come in.
If he wants to, let him. He's a good guy.
I'm here. I'm a big believer in signs. So on TikTok, I found this woman. I loved how she taught others intuition. Her name, I remember her handle, Uncommon Intuition was her name. She gives off very soft pink energies. I don't know if that tells you anything.
No, explain that. Explain that.
Well, I work in color a lot. So if I see soft pinks, that is somebody who is nurturing, usually a mother or a teacher. Soft pinks are here to like help educate and to share their love and their gifts. If I see somebody with like a pink, yellow, and orange combined, that to me is somebody who's a healer and they heal people through light or energy.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. It is interesting. And what's more interesting is like everybody can believe their own thing and be right. Not everybody works in color. Some people don't care about it.
Right. And don't you think that makes sense that everybody who has abilities like that would process them differently, because we all process information differently. Our experiences in this world are different. It's not just one size fits all. Here's the pink color. Everybody sees it.
Yes, exactly.
You wouldn't.
And that's why I have the mentorship, so that you can understand your gifts and how you process them and how you understand them. And I think that's why I can do so many things, so that I can help so many different people navigate what's best for them.
Along the way, you did become Kate the Brave. How did that name come to you?
I have been made to feel really small in my life because I have always been weird or think of things differently or whatever. And so my self-worth was low, and I grew up and I had kids. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to love myself. Oh. I'm going to do the thing. And so I have also always been an entrepreneur. So before even doing psychic medium, I was a baker, a cottage baker, Kate Bakes. And so when I made my handle, I was like, I'm going to go all in on this, and I'm just going to call myself Kate the Brave, so that I can remind myself to be brave and put myself out there and do the thing. And for me, I created that handle so I could be brave in sharing my spiritual gifts and my spiritual thoughts, even with other people. And it's just like a little self-reminder,
so
like
much.
You're brave.
I love that so much. Because it did, that's a big jumping off point in your life, because so many of us who are interested in the paranormal, and we talk about this all the time on this show and on Real Ghost Stories, about being judged. And yeah. You kind of feel like, what's your podcast about? Oh, we talk about paranormal things. Now, are they going to react with kind of that basic eye roll feeling? Is it going to be, oh, that's interesting feeling? Or it's like, you so crazy, Carol. You know, it's like, you don't know how people are going to react. At this point in my life, I don't care. But, you know, when I was younger, I definitely did.
Yeah.
And so for you, what you do is much more intense. And I could see people judging you and saying, yeah, right.
And, yes.
And that's a lot. It's like, I want to share this with people, but at the same time, look how you're reacting to me. It makes you not want to share it with people.
I'm so glad you used that word, judged, because yes. And that's how I felt growing up as a kid, just judged for everything that I did. And so my internal brain was judging myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that a lot in women. I have a lot of women clients that come in with that judgment. And I'm like, okay, let's change this. Let's just radically accept ourselves.
We're so hard on ourselves. And
yeah.
It's funny because I wish I had the knowledge in my brain, this knowledge, when I was in my 20s and 30s. I would have been so less hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And because we judge ourselves because we're so conditioned to being judged. And so,
yes.
So you're always comparing yourself and you're looking at yourself through a critical lens when you should be more accepting and loving. You know, I was just telling a friend of mine who's going through a tough time. She just lost her dad. And, you know, she said, I feel like I'm, you know, falling apart at work. And I said, you're not giving yourself the grace you would give someone else. And I think that's so true, that often we don't give ourselves the grace that we deserve. You know, we give it to other people, but we're harder
so
on ourselves.
Freely, mm-hmm. So freely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that brings another thing, boundaries. You know, it's hard to set up boundaries because you're like, oh, am I offending you? Am I upsetting you by setting this boundary? And they're like, no.
It would be interesting to have your abilities and boundaries, because that's totally different kind of boundaries than what I set with people, because I don't have things come into me. You know, sometimes it's, I think I do. I pick up on things from people. We all do. You know, there's just people who put off a negative energy, people who put off an energy that you're attracted to and you want to be around those people. You know, I just think for me, my boundaries are one thing. Yours, you might get some information about someone and it's like, shit, like what happened with the boy? Do you reach out to his mom and tell her that? Is that comforting to her? Or, you know, it's like, it's hard to know, I would think, especially as you're coming into your gift.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And there will be times where I'm standing in line at Walgreens and something's coming through for the cashier. And I'm like, okay, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Because regardless of whether or not when you receive the message, that does not equal to the other person being ready to receive it. The message.
Yeah.
And that's a hard lesson to learn in this field, because you want what's best for everybody. And sometimes when there's a lot of dead people talking or a lot of spirit coming in, it can be very overwhelming and make you almost like, somebody else hold this. You take it. Take it off my plate. And so you want to share the information so it can stop coming through. But that comes from exactly what you said, setting boundaries and being like, hey, back off. I'm not going to do that. If you want her to receive the message, then help us to bring it up naturally, is what I tend to tell spirit.
So I was going to ask, like, who comes through? But one thing you said, you help others connect with their guides, ancestors, and spirit team. What's the difference between those? And can they cross over? Can a guide be an ancestor?
Yes.
Can my dad be on my spirit team? Which a spirit team just makes me think there's a group of girls and guys in the corner in their outfits and pom-poms rooting me on.
That's
I like
right.
that idea.
They're cheering you on.
I just like that idea of them. It's like, yay, I got my own spirit squad.
Okay, well, that's exactly what it is. So keep it.
Okay, good, good, good.
Keep it. So your spirit team, this is in my experience, through my own practice, everybody can believe whatever they want. Your spirit team is any spirit or energy that is rooting for you and wants what's best for you. And it really can consist of so many different levels. On the spirit team, you can have ancestors, you can have elementals, which are energies that come from the elements, not people. Spirit guides are part of the spirit team if they're, well, always, because they're rooting for you. And the spirit guides are, there's several different theories about this. Everybody has a team of spirit guides, which I do believe, and they can come in for different parts of your life. So like you have a joy guide that comes in to help bring in joy, or a business guide that can help you come in and connect to business. I believe that we have a main group of spirit guides that are tied to you for your entire life. They're like your homies. They're going to stick with you through thick and through thin. They've always been there. They can step back. They're almost like, you know, like when a mom is teaching their child how to walk, you can't always hold the hand. Sometimes you have to let go and let them move forward. And that's what spirit guides are. They're here to parent you, right? Essentially, you know, to help you grow into what's best. Ancestors can move into spirit guides, but a lot of time spirit guides get to the level that they're at because of their experience and wisdom on all aspects. They're like the best of the best to give you advice. There's also aliens. In my experience, what comes through in my channels are like, I guess, Palladians or Sirians, if you want to group them by constellation. I don't get a lot of aliens that are like, we're here to invade Earth and blah, blah, blah. For me, aliens are a very high frequency. They tend to come in with advice about humanity, caring for Earth, caring for each other. But I will also say that humans have this ability to create energy, and the things that we give energy to stand on their own. So Poseidon, Lucifer, even all the archangels. I think angels are a frequency too, but I'm still learning and developing my beliefs and my thoughts about things, because as I dive in, for me, when I feel the difference, like between your ancestors, which are people who are passed from your lineage that come in for you, they feel vibrationally different than a guide coming through. So on the higher tiers, like where angels and aliens and things like that are, they vibe at a really high frequency, and I'm still learning what that means. And I always describe it as like putting a puzzle together. I'm like, I'm still putting the pieces together.
Yeah. That wraps up part one of our conversation about navigating ghosts and guides with Kate the Brave. For more information, just search Kate the Brave on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.